This is today's Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the 2019 Farm Futures Business Summit. Veteran newsman Steve Alexander will be along with today's reports coming right up. The Farm Futures Business Summit is coming up rather soon. It'll be here in about 2 weeks. Iowa City, Iowa is where they'll meet again. January 24th and 25th. Yes, this is the learning season for farmers. And producers, you won't find a better opportunity to learn than at the Farm Futures Business Summit. I've attended several times in the past, and it's amazing all the information that growers take home with them when they leave one of these conferences. Actionable information, things that they can use on the farm. Out of 18 idea-packed learning sessions this year, with high-profile ag economists, farm business specialists, and panels of farmers, too, as you have a chance to learn from other producers. You can sign up for the Farm Futures Business Summit at the website, farmfuturessummit.com. It's in Iowa City, Iowa, farmfuturessummit.com. Steve?
Thank you, Max. We begin with Radar O'Reilly's hometown of Ottumwa, Iowa, a story about a deer hunter who, instead of bagging a deer, shot someone's deer, a woman who was in her home. Iowa Department of Natural Resources investigators say the hunter was drunk when he fired a rifle from the front deck of a camper. The woman says she was cleaning her stove when she heard a loud noise and then felt a pain in the back of her head. When she saw she was bleeding a lot, she drove herself to a hospital and doctors removed a bullet from her head. From drunk hunting to drunk driving, in Dearborn, Michigan yesterday, grief seemed tangible as mourners filled a mosque and offered prayers while a slideshow displayed photos of the Abbas family. Dad, mom, their three children were killed early Sunday when their SUV was smashed by a pickup truck on I-75 in Lexington, Kentucky. The driver of the truck, again likely drunk, also died. If you have spent any time in central Wisconsin, you probably know of Figge's. It's a company that has sold cheese and meat gifts and candy and other goods directly to consumers since 1944. And no more. It's closing most of its operations, and 276 people will lose their jobs by mid-March. Meanwhile, a New Jersey biotechnology company is expanding its imprint in Wisconsin and in Indiana. Catalent announced plans to open a facility in Madison that will employ 100 people eventually, another one in Bloomington, Indiana, that will employ 200 by 2024. The effects of the government shutdown continue to pile up into, 3 weeks now. Not only are a lot of people not working and not getting paid, or still working and not getting paid, dozens of agencies cannot do their work. And for Midwest farmers, that means the Farm Service Agency offices are closed, which means they cannot apply for the payments to help replace income taken away by the president's tariff war. But the USDA announced yesterday that it will extend the deadline to apply for a period of time equal to the number of business days that FSA offices are closed once the government shutdown ends. And by the way, if you're flying, please give those TSA folks a smile and a thank you for showing up for work, even though they are not being paid. Can you imagine the chaos if they all decided to call in sick? I know someone whose initials are Max Armstrong who would really be up a creek. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max, I'm Steve Alexander.